Today is a pretty big deal, I think. I've always wanted one. Today's Ford Mustang Day, but we'll get into that. Mike Whalen from CNBC Automotive is here to talk about GM moving their headquarters. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good, Mike. How about yourself?
I'm fine. Today's Mustang Day, because this is the day, 1964, we saw the Ford Mustang. Always wanted me a 64 and a half convertible. Huh? Come on.
My first car was actually a 97 Mustang V6.
Oh, buddy. You are so dating yourself. You want to know what car was?
I bought a used. But they also unveiled that first Mustang on top of the Empire State Building, which is really cool.
How'd they get it up there? Oh, freight elevator.
Actually, I believe they did. The new one they did in parts because they did 10 years ago for the 50th anniversary. But yeah, the freight elevator could fit the old one.
You can find it. And I don't want to spend the whole time on the Mustang, but I love the Mustang. Oh, man. Always wanted a convertible one. I want the old one. I want like a 64. Even when they came in with the fastback system, I didn't want that. I want it just off the showroom looking. You know, I don't want the big tires or anything. I don't want it all. I want just your average 64 and a half Mustang.
I met the first Mustang ever. Gail Wise, I believe her name was. They brought her out 10 years ago, and she still had the car that I believe Ford fixed up for her.
Come on. You and I, we need to have lunch, man. We could talk. All right, let's talk about GM headquarters moving. It's not going far. It's only going a mile away. Is this the whole shebang, all the headquarters, everybody's computers and everything?
Yeah, so this has been a rumor and kind of a lore for probably 5 years now. But the past 6 to 8 months, we started hearing a lot more about GM moving the HQ to the Hudson site, which anyone who grew around Detroit knows about the Hudson building, the warehouse, the kids-only store. GM CEO Mary Barra and President Mark Royce both had kind of little touching stories about the Hudson site. But the big thing here is, I mean, yeah, they are moving the entire HQ of General Motors from the towers of the Rensen to two floors of the Hudson site. So the big question is, what is going to happen to the Renaissance Center for people in Detroit?
Because that's kind of iconic in and of itself, and the big GM thing on the side and all of that.
Yeah, and I mean, it is a labyrinth. It was horribly designed. Anyone who's ever been in there and not gotten lost, I'd love to talk to you because I think you could be an amazing navigator. It is just a lot of twists and turns and towers, and I mean, the silo nature of them has always been kind of a joke about General Motors itself being siloed and kind of cut off from its own departments and the world.
Oh, okay.
So I mean, it's a good move. Honestly, the building is out. They need to do something with it. It's on the beautiful riverfront, but they're going to do a study with the city of Detroit and Bedrock, which is Dan Gilbert's real estate arm, and try to figure out what to do with it. Because, I mean, they've spent over $1 billion just kind of updating it. They need to do something with it.
Yeah, and I mean, that skyline, I mean, okay. So, looking at the new spot, what's different? What's better?
I mean, the new spot is just a brand new building. It is the Hudson site. It is in the heart of downtown, as opposed to kind of being a fortress on the end of downtown. They did a lot better with the Riverwalk, updating that. But it's just more modern look. It's more modern offices. And it's everyone on two floors, which, again, they haven't said how much square footage they're going to have or how many employees are down there. That's going to be key because pre-pandemic, I mean, you had everybody coming into the Rensen. It was packed. It was awesome to be down there. But post-pandemic, it's been a ghost town. And most GM employees that do have to go into the office go into Warren at the tech center. And it's just easier to drive many times, and it's easier to get in and out of than downtown. But, yeah, I've been going to the Rensen randomly for the past 3 to 4 years, and no one's there. I mean, no one's there.
You should have your own office. You could just take over. You're like a squatter. That'd be fun.
You know, actually, when I used to work from home prior to COVID, I would actually go to the Rensen, and they have little pods, and I would just sit there working and see if I could see someone who I knew or see an executive and just kind of talk to them. There you are. Like, what are you doing here?
I don't have a security clearance. You look quite suspicious. All right, so two floors for the new GM headquarters. What about the rest of the space? What are they making all of that?
You know, that has been a question for a while now, too, because Detroit is pretty much lush with office space right now. COVID kind of helped quite a bit with that. So Dan Gilbert and Bedrock really have to figure out who else is going to be coming in there, because GM is not going to take up the whole thing. And it is, in addition to the two floors, they are going to have kind of a, let's call it a posh kind of showroom down there on the first floor. So they're going to have a city dealership. They have them all over New York, where they're going to display cars. It's going to be kind of a retail location to see the vehicles. So it's a lot more kind of walking down the sidewalk. You can see GM sign. You're going to have the GM sign on the building. So they're hoping to also attract some new talent with it, because new building, new tech, all of that. But they're Bedrock and Dan Gilbert are going to have to figure out who else is going to be in that building.
And it seems like a logistics nightmare. You must have to have, I'm sure GM does, have their own team that does this kind of thing. But my gosh, you think about what it means to move even just a mile away. The people, the infrastructure, the tech, the computers, the office supplies. I always think, you know, who's the pencil guy? Who's in charge of the markers? That's a nightmare. So,
of note, though, this is going to be their fourth headquarters. So for those, they've only been in the Rensen for about 30 years, and Ford actually built the Rensen, which is ironically funny, and then GM took it over. But before that, they were up in News Center, and before that, they were actually on Woodward as well. So this is, I mean, for the past 30 years, has been an icon and kind of historic GM HQ, but it's not their only one that they've had. So it is a building, but yeah, the biggest question is what's going to happen with the Rensen after they move out.
Yeah. Mike Whalen from CNBC Automotive. I dig talking to you, man. We should probably set up a weekly chat or something. We could always come up with cars. I love talking about cars. I've never been a shade tree. Well, I've always changed my own oil, although I can't today. on today's cars, boy. Whoa. But, okay, so your first car, what was it?
97 Mustang. We got used for $6,000.
Come on. Okay, so you want to, did I ever tell you my first car?
It wasn't 66, that right.
Huh? Yeah, no, it wasn't the minivan with the 345,000 miles on it. You would love to ride in that minivan, pal. I'm taking you to lunch in that. No, a 66 Chevrolet Bel Air, a solid rolling hunk of metal. Yeah.
I love seeing Bel Airs on Woodward during the Dream Cruise.
Well, and it's not the, you know, people think when I say that, they think the bubble kind of look. No, this is squared off. The 66 is squared off. The trunk is square. The trunk was bigger than some apartments I've lived in. and here's the thing. It had been an old sheriff's car. So it was kind of that tan sort of color. And had holes in it where all the antennas had gone, so we had to caulk those shut. But come on, man. It was a beauty. And I hated it at the time because all my friends were getting a little newer cars. This is what I had. Now I look back. You ever have a car you hated, and then you look back and go, oh, man, I wish I had that thing.
I only got rid of my Mustang 5 years ago. The driver door wouldn't open, and it had a lot of dings and dents, and caught on fire once. When I was trying to charge the battery, but I love that car.
Oh, man. Hey, do you have a second we can talk about Volkswagen in Tennessee and the union vote and all of that?
Yeah, that is starting today.
All right. What's going on? They're testing it out. UAW, they're going to vote today. What's the outcome? What do you think?
Right now, we've got more than 4,000 Volkswagen workers in Chattanooga, Tennessee, who are going to vote for the election. They have failed the past two times to organize this plant, and that was back 5 years ago and 10 years ago. But from everyone who I've spoken with down there, they are saying the feel and the vibe is very different. And it seems like that they are very optimistic that this is going to pass and that the union, the UAW, will have its first major automaker organizing drive be successful outside of the Detroit automakers, which is a really big deal. And this is obviously after the record contracts they negotiated with last year. We did have some opposition come out yesterday. Six governors from southern states, including Tennessee, came out and said that they opposed the union, said that could lead to layoffs. So there is some opposition, but right now, from the people I talked to on the ground, they're pretty optimistic about it.
When should you and I talk again about this?
They are going to be done voting at 8 p.m. Friday. So the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board, said that the final count should be done by 11 p.m. Friday, which I don't think helps a conversation.
Maybe Monday or something. I don't know.
Yeah. And then they've got Mercedes-Benz workers who are in the midst of trying to schedule an election down in Alabama. So the union promised that they were going to have a big four, big five negotiating in the next 4 years. And they seem to be off to a first step right now. And we'll see exactly how well it happens or if it happens. But, it's going to be an interesting vote the next 3 days.
All right, pal. Well, Mike, maybe we'll touch base next week. Keep me up to date, and we'll stay in touch. All right, buddy, go have fun. And now you've gone from Mustang to minivan. That's your new book, Mustang to Minivan.
I'm about to go to the event with Bill Ford right now, so we'll see what he says about the Mustang.
All right, talk to you later. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks, Mike.
See ya. Mike Austin with you, 1320 WILS.